The protest is still going to happen. I think his appeal or his warning won't stop people, because it's a constitutional right for people to picket and to protest. And then the people have entirely or totally lost hope in his government. Surprisingly, what is happening is that the country is very quiet, including in terms of the kind of messaging or protest agenda you see online. Not so many people are speaking about it, and I think it's a bit shocking, because you also do not know what people are thinking compared to how the protest started. And you could see people engage online because of the rage they had, but the country as of now is very quiet.
On the eve of the protest, the president has spoken to say that Kenyans should not protest, but yet you are saying also it's very quiet where you are. How do you interpret that? Could it mean that the quiet before the storm, or that Kenyans are listening to the president?
Well, I think, and from where I sit, I would prefer someone who is speaking, because when there is a lot of quietness, you do not know if a storm is brewing and it's going to come and blow you up. So I'm entirely thinking that the kind of quietness we are seeing is because people are so much raged and enraged. So they are seeing no need of speaking out. And probably tomorrow you're going to see, I'm trying to interpret two scenarios, that it's either the energy has gone down and the people are now tired of protesting, and they are waiting for the 3 years to end so that they can head up to the polls and decide properly to deal with the government brutally at the voting center. The second scenario is that they have decided not now to speak, because they also want to confuse the government, not to be able to know the kind of agenda they are planning. And tomorrow, putting in mind that it's quite a crucial day for the country, because August 8 has always been the day of the election for the country after every 5 years. So they are dubbing it Nane Nane. Nane Nane is a Swahili word meaning 8-8, the 8th of August, kind of trying to say that it's a historic day. And of course, the kind of messaging I have seen online from the people who have been speaking out loudly is that they have, you know, largely been borrowing with what has recently happened in Bangladesh. Because I've seen young people saying, you know, we started the protests in Kenya, we inspired the people in Dhaka, in Bangladesh, to come out and start agitating for what they think or for what they feel is rightfully theirs.
Where you are in Nairobi, do you see any sign of security deployment?
No, I haven't seen any kind of security deployment, but from the area I am in, but so many other areas, and especially the areas that the government feels or thinks that it will be very easy for young people to be mobilized from, they have been able to deploy some heavy security to those areas. And of course, the central business district in Nairobi has started to be cordoned off in anticipation of tomorrow's protest.